Hello and welcome to my podcast, War History. My name is Mohammed, and in this episode, I'll be discussing the technological advancements made during the Second World War. But before that, I've received a question from one of my listeners asking what are the positives and negative implications of increased global interconnectedness. And first of all, fantastic question. Thanks for sending it in, Michael, in Nebraska. Much appreciated. Some positives I can think of are of increased global interconnectedness, in my own opinion, would be the spread of technology and innovation throughout the world. For example, in our world today, we are able to spread information on technologies and ways of innovation very quickly and efficiently due to the interconnectedness. Also, we gain access to new cultures, information, resources, and markets of different countries and places, and that is all due to the interconnectedness. But with the good comes the bad. Some negatives of increased global interconnectedness, in my own opinion, would be the implications of war. For example, during the time of World War I, one of the main reasons it occurred was due to the interconnectedness, as I see it, because of how the new European alliances created between the countries led to a very volatile situation that harmed and killed millions of people and negatively affected many countries for the coming decades. Lastly, job displacement. Because ultimately, the owners of companies and businesses are looking to have the greatest amount of profit with the least amount of cost. And this will lead most of them to manufacture products where labor is cheaper, which makes sense on their behalf. They need to get the best value for the money they spent, but unfortunately, this causes job displacement due to the interconnectedness. There is a lot to be said about the technological advancements that occurred during World War II, but unfortunately, it would take far too long to talk up all of it in its entirety, so I've picked a few that I find to be the most significant, such as the cavity magnetron, a device not only proved essential in helping to win World War II, but it also forever changed the way Americans prepared and consumed food due to how it generates microwaves. During World War II, the ability to produce shorter or microwave lengths through the use of a cavity magnetron improved upon pre-war radar technologies and resulted in increased accuracy over greater distances. Radar technology played a significant role in World War II and was so significant, in fact, that some historians share the belief that radar technologies helped the Allies win the war more than any other piece of technology, including the atomic bomb. Speaking of the atomic bomb, during the lifespan of World War II, the United States military had devised the Manhattan Project, which was a research and development undertaking during World War II that produced the first nuclear weapons. It was led by the United States with the support of the United Kingdom and Canada. Even after the project succeeded in the goal of creating nuclear weapons, it didn't stop there. A newspaper article published on December 29, 1945, on the Sunday Express, a British newspaper, wrote about the news story that on the face of it, by far, was the biggest of the year in the progress report of the Manhattan Project. Later in the newspaper clarifying, due to the Manhattan Project, they were able to discover power could be produced almost as cheaply as by coal, by converting atomic energy into electric power, and clearly it was successful, seeing as of today there are plenty of places and areas that receive their electricity from nuclear power plants. Lastly, a significant technological advancement in World War II was in the medical field, where they came up with penicillin and also began mass production of it, as well as other antibiotic drugs of its nature. But it wasn't only for soldiers on the battlefield, but ordinary people who were ill. Around 1943, the United States government began creating posters on antibiotics, such as penicillin. One of those which depict a man in a hospital bed reading a book, smiling after receiving the drug, with the captions, "Penicillin, the new life-saving drug." which is not too far off due to its effectiveness at helping assist people's health issues. Drugs as these not only help save lives on the battlefield, but also help save lives off the battlefield and increase the quality and the quantity of people's lives. This has been your gracious host, Muhammad, and have a wonderful day.